Balkan Beatbox are from New York City, but the leaders of this ever-shifting outfit, Ori Kaplan and Tamir Musket, are originally from Israel, grew up in different cities. The music on their latest album, New Med, takes influences from all around the Mediterranean and Eastern Europe, and the blend becomes unique. See what you think. We'll start off with this performance of Digital Monkey from Balkan Beatbox.
We'll be right back.
And thus the party begins, as Bach and Beatbox has joined us today on the World Cafe. Tamir Muscat, tell me, what's the name of that song, first of all?
Bibi Beat.
And does it make any sense to dissect these songs and say where what part comes from, what kind of music, where it all is? Because you guys put it together in such a stew that it almost becomes irrelevant to the sources of where everything is. Is that sort of the point?
That's probably my favorite question and answer in it. I mean, yes, it's you can kind of break it down, I guess, and say where influences came from. But it makes me happier to hear that it becomes something else that have maybe it doesn't matter anymore.
The band is, I guess, I'm not sure exactly where I saw it, but it's described as being from New York and Tel Aviv. And you grew up in Israel,
yes.
In Tel Aviv. What kind of music did you make there when you first started out?
Probably in some weird way the same thing, but different elements. I was working with a band called Isabo for many years. It was basically Kultum melodies, if someone knows who Kultum is, this very traditional Egyptian singers. So quarter tone melodies, Egyptian melodies, combined with punk rock and energy and beats. And so these elements were always there.
Now, Ori Kaplan, you're the other primary influencer in the beginning of this band. And what kind of music did you play, first of all?
I think I was, when I was 11, I was playing clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
I was heavy into klezmer music. And then I stopped that. I rebelled against it and played in a sample bass, heavy, like industrial band when I was 17.
Well, you know, when you bring up klezmer music in and of itself is such a mishmash of all different cultures coming from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, my teacher was in Bulgaria, actually Bulgarian, and he told me he learned how to play from a gypsy violin player from the next village. So that's his main influence, and that's his style. So you never know. It's the two people, the Jews and the Gypsies throughout Europe.
Now, we heard some toasting in there. We heard things from Jamaica. We heard all kinds of things at this beginning. What is the concept of New Med, which is the name of the new album?
Maybe our dream of how the new Mediterranean, how the new Mediterranean should sound like. I guess it would be really nice if we could have easily grown up in an environment or in a situation when we could collaborate with all these beautiful cultures around Israel. And these days you can probably get into two countries out of 29. That's a shame. And I think that through the whole journey of New York City and zooming out on Israel and growing up there and resisting and coming back and all that story, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. Everybody have their own take on this because most of us are somehow involved in this, growing up in this situation. But I would say that personally, it's really nice to bring these cultures together musically and show the possibility of collaboration and a dialogue, which doesn't happen between the governments of these countries.
It's also interesting, I think, that the place where it came together for you, not being in Israel, it was in New York.
It could have happened, Ori said it many times, but I agree, it could have happened anywhere else probably. Just because, first of all, it's possible to actually work with a Syrian singer in New York. It's probably impossible in Tel Aviv, you know, at all. So just that. And then musically, the whole journey we've been through, all of us here, studying in New York, playing music in New York. And so it's definitely a place that expands your horizons.
Well, let's hear some more things from the new album, maybe.
Sure, yes. Hermetico.
Thank you. better listen. The BBB train running on a rhythm. We know they're hungry, so we better feed them. Skip the then give me some aha. Pick up your clapping hands and pay attention. From the Middle East to the open nations, we coming straight to your inner complications. As yalla yalla, come on, give me some aha. Here we go, go, you better listen. The BBB train riding on a rhythm. We know they're hungry, so we better feed them. Skip the then give me some aha. Pick up your clapping hands and pay attention. From the Middle East to the open nations, we coming straight to your inner complications. As yalla yalla, come on, give me some aha. Give me some aha. Give me some aha. Pick up your clapping hands and pay attention. From the Middle East to the open nations, we coming straight to your inner complications. As yalla yalla, come on, give me some more. Come on, 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 come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
That's Hermetico finishing up our set from Balkan Beatbox today. I certainly hope you enjoyed that. It is one of the songs on New Med, their new album. And we thank the Balkan Beatbox for joining us today. It's the LCD Sound System coming up. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe.